from the Lighthouse Chapel International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Osabre will inspire you with rare teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord and to do your best for Him. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now listen to Victor Collins Osabre.
Okay, so we're looking at how Jesus celebrated the woman who honored the anointing, isn't it? How Jesus celebrated the woman who honored the anointing. We go to Mark, Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 14 and verse 3. Mark chapter 14 and verse 3. The Bible says, and being in Bethany, amen. So, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Now, when Jesus said, let her alone, why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always. And whensoever you will, you may do them good. But me, you have not always. She has done what she could. She's come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily, verily, or verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priest to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money, and he sought how he might conveniently betray him. Now, we're looking at this woman that Jesus celebrated. We all know the song by C.C. Winans, Alabaster Box, isn't it? You don't know something, 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 isn't it? Huh? You don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. Not so? Huh. Now, that same woman who broke her box of alabaster oil on Jesus, the Bible says that he poured it, and people were not happy the woman did that, because the alabaster box, what was contained in the perfume in the alabaster box is very, very important. It was very, very costly. So, I mean, the question was, why do you spend so much on a pastor? How do you spend so much on this Jesus who's walking around every day with his feet, a lot of dust on his feet, and saying and preaching and say all kinds of things that we don't even agree with? Why would somebody give something precious like that to Jesus Christ? So we're looking at honoring. This is a season where we're looking at honoring. And this church was started by Bishop Dagwood Mills about 30 years ago in Ghana, West Africa. And today we are here in Guyana, operating, establishing, moving forward stronger from victory unto victory, from strength to strength. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we are acknowledging the fact that by a prophet, it's right there, you can see it. It's by a prophet the Lord brought us out of Egypt, you know, for to be saved from your old life. You need God to send you his servant. And for many of us here in the church, it has been a pastor that God has used. It has been a brother. It has been a sister. It has been, basically, it is a prophet. It is a man of God who God has used to actually take you out of Egypt. And it is through a prophet, the Bible says that you will be preserved. You realize that if you really understand the relationship between yourself and your shepherd, between yourself and your pastor, you understand that if you don't have a close relationship with your pastor, you get lost. Practically, if a sheep following a shepherd, if you're a sheep and you are following a shepherd, if you're a sheep and you are following a shepherd, and then the shepherd makes a move, and then you don't find where the shepherd is at, you get lost. That's your end. Because in the place where a sheep is grazing, there are a lot of animals too. There could be snakes who can want to swallow the sheep and all kinds. There are a lot of dangers when sheep go out. Even human beings are also another type. There are people who steal sheep. I'm sure you are here, you've stolen a sheep before. Except that you were not caught. So it is not safe. There is nothing beneficial from living a Christian life without a shepherd. There is nothing secured about being a Christian and not having a connection and a relationship with your pastor. Contrary to what you will hear out there, that you don't need a pastor, and the pastor is a scam, the pastor is this. It is just to make sure that you get lost and that you'll be eaten by a predator or an animal. It's just to distract you. It is by a prophet that you are brought out, and you are preserved by a prophet. You're not preserved by your education. You are not preserved by your money. You are not preserved by anything. You are preserved by a prophet. And so we are saying that in this season, on May 14th, this Sunday, is the founder of our church's birthday. And we are using that to educate ourselves. Hallelujah. To educate ourselves. To honor men of God. Whether you know a bad man of God or not, that is not the point. Because you are also bad. I say you are also a bad person. The point is not that you know a bad man of God, or you know a man of God who has fallen, who has had problems or issues before. That is not the point. The fact that the policeman is corrupt doesn't mean that it's bad to be a policeman. The fact that Guyana is not like America doesn't mean that Guyana is a bad place to live. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. Right. So you can't begin to make excuses in your mind that you know a pastor, you've heard of a pastor that has done something wrong, and therefore all pastors should be disrespected. I mean, if you say that you're doing something wrong, your experience with a woman doesn't mean that all women are like that. Your experience with a man doesn't mean that all men are like that. When people say that men are like dogs, it's not like that. Nobody's a dog. You rather are the dog. Because your experience with that man does not define the experience with every man. There are some good guys. There are many good guys in this world. How many good guys are in the church tonight? Yeah, there are many good guys around. They're loving guys. But the guys who are caring and loving and responsible and have vision and have leadership skills and have missions and purposes and all kind of thing, man. Hey, a good man around. You know. So something got to be wrong with you to pick up a bad man. You should actually check yourself. Why you boot up with such a man? Something got to be wrong with you, rather. Instead of blaming a man, you should blame yourself for having a bad taste. Don't come and tell us any problem about any man. It's your fault. Why you make children for he? Why you make children for he? Who told you to make children for he? Now you enjoy yourself. Now you're saying that it's a dog. Use a dog. It's you rather use a dog. Yeah. So I'm saying that to say that it's not up. You can't take one pastor's fault or error and extrapolate it and take it across board and say that all the pastors are like that. Because we here in Guyana have to be very, very grateful about this man of God. Oh. Oh. Yeah. This man of God. And for that matter, any man that he has also approved of. Is he for that matter, by extension. Because Nicodemus went to Jesus, Lizzo, and said that you cannot do these things you are doing except God has approved of you. You cannot heal the blind. You cannot raise the dead. You cannot bring the lepers back to, unless there is a supernatural backing and supernatural support. So anybody who is being supported by a higher power should also be helped and should be respected and be honored by extension. So we are looking at when Jesus himself, God himself, was here on earth. He came in the form of man. He came in a low profile. You see, I saw a great man of God today. I was surprised. Because, I don't know, he parked his car somewhere. He was walking somewhere. He was wearing a polo shirt, Lacoste, and then a brown tie jeans. The way he was walking around, you would never think, if you look at him and then they tell you that this is the pastor of this church, you would never believe it. You see, I don't want to do that to you anymore. No. I will never walk on the road like that. At all. I've stopped that. I've changed. I'm born again. Because you don't even understand how to honor a pastor. How much more for me to just walk simple on the road that will not attract some respect. Now, the other day, I think America Street somewhere there. I went there quickly to do something. I hardly go there these days. When I was coming, to my surprise, I heard somebody say, "Bishop, Bishop." Now, what I speak to myself is like, okay, if somebody shouts "Bishop," and then somebody is walking with this person, they look around to see which is the bishop. How do I look? I'm concerned about that. I should look a little bit bishopric, huh? I am not going to walk around like, oh, he's simple. No, when I become one of the greatest, 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 then I walk around simple. Until then, no, I've stopped walking around simple again. Yeah, it takes a lot to, you know, kind of, but people see me these days. Hey, Bishop. Facebook, all over. Bishop. Hey, Charlie, I thought nobody knew me around here. And so your appearance has to be very, very important. And for that matter, all of you cell leaders and those who do things here, when you're walking in town, you have to be very decent too. Yeah, because we don't have good names already. Our names are not good anyway. So you have to, you know, prop up yourself. You have to, you know, do something decent and nice. Don't give people more things to talk about by your appearance. So this woman went into the house of a guy called Simon the Leper. And then she took her only precious perfume, some Gucci or Armani something. You know, in those days, even Gucci had not come. But she took this alabaster box and then had a precious perfume. From what Judas said, the perfume was very, very expensive. I'm sure if it was here today, nobody will be able to buy it. Because even people like Diana, Princess Diana, when they do auction for their clothes. Prince, I don't know whether you went there to try and buy something for your wife. I don't know. But Princess Diana, their clothes. Their old clothes. The ones that they couldn't wear or they don't like anymore. If you go to the auction, it's thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of pounds for a dress that a dead person's dress. Are you following what I'm trying to say? So if the woman's alabaster box with the ointment was inside was here today, I'm sure you can buy it. Now, it was something very precious. And what she did with it was that she poured it on Jesus. Instead of going to sell it and get some money to probably buy a house or buy a car and do a taxi or buy a bus and do a 41, Kirikamville, She went to waste the money or the perfume on Jesus. Now, Judas's reaction and how they treated Jesus in that house is a good lesson for us to understand how to either honor or dishonor. So we started by saying that we are looking at how Jesus celebrated that woman. Now, the first thing we learned last week was that the woman did what? A great expense was bestowed on Jesus Christ. It means that we should not despise, or we should not only... You see, sometimes people think that, the pastor doesn't need that. You don't have to do that for the pastor. Why? People like doing that. People like talking about that. But if you understand how you are brought out of darkness and how you are being preserved, if you can understand that, then you will learn to appreciate the person who led you out. Yeah, one day somebody was accusing the lady in our church. But not accusing, was asking the lady whether I am God. So I asked the lady, tell the guy that people don't wake up in the morning and pray to me. Number one. Number two, I can't be in everywhere at the same time. So when people try to ask foolish questions, you have to give them... Believe. How can you ask if he is God? How can a human being be God? How close? My brother, how close can I be to God? I poo-poo. I do all... God doesn't poo-poo. How can you... You see, it is a very sarcastic and a very bad way of making pastors and church leaders look so that you diss them, you not respect them. I told you that the last time that something very interesting happened when the police stopped me and they asked for my papers and I showed it to them, and I think my fitness was not among my papers, so I couldn't find it. And so they were looking at me and then they asked me, what job do I do? Now, sometimes I don't answer that question because who are you to ask me what business I do? I steal. So what will you do to me? Well, I smuggle cocaine. Arrest me now. Money laundry. I'm a money launderer. I wash money. You know, I don't like asking certain questions. It's like, you know, sometimes when you're going to rent a place, people used to do that to me. Real estate agents who are not certified, who are not official, will ask you, so what business do you do? I said, but you have not even shown me the place. The house that I've called you and asking you that I'm interested in, you have not even gone to show me the place. You want to know what I do. I said, can we go and see the place? Oh, no, you know, some of these landlords, they want to know who they are bringing to the house. I said, until we get to the point where I am interested and they're also interested, then they can ask me private questions. You don't have to know. I can talk to them. You don't have to know my business. I, Steve. So the policeman, this guy said, okay, well, I'm a preacher. He said, oh, please pray for us before you go. All these 12 years of my life in Ghana, this is the first time a policeman has asked me to pray for them. Yeah, and I think it was a good policeman, because police people don't do that. They don't do that. And I felt that, you know what? I think it's the level. Oh, you don't understand? Yeah, boo for bishop. I tell you. Some wild things are happening, and you know, which is very, very interesting. So we are trying to teach ourselves and learn from the scriptures according to what Jesus said and what Jesus did, what we must do to our pastors and the founders of our churches and all of that. So a precious thing was spent on Jesus and people disagreed. It is the mindset sometimes that the church doesn't need the good things. It's the mindset. If you have something expensive and something that is precious, not the church. You should use it for yourself. And give the crumbs, give the ones that are not important. That's the one you should give to the church. No, but we must sit up and let people respect the church. You see, this is God's embassy. This is the representation of God here on earth. we are God's people. It is God who runs our lives. We walk by the principles and the strategies of God. We are no less than any. In fact, we are higher. And the best things must come into the church. The best things, man. The Christians must be the best people. Christians must be the most respected and honest people here. And the pastors must be the most powerful and prosperous people also. Because the Bible has told me that if I seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all other things shall be given unto me. People are seeking. People are looking. People are wondering. They can't get anything. When I have taken the gospel and things are coming my way, then you have something to say about it. So Jesus said, you know what? This thing that this it's very expensive thing the woman had done for Jesus. Because you have other people who can say, oh, this, that. Why? What does she have to do with Jesus? That she alone has to do something like that for Jesus. But Jesus and she there or something. All kind of foolish things though. If it was today, and a particular lady in the church buys a vehicle for the pastor, hey! You can hear all sorts of things. That's why people don't do these things. You say, oh, why does she have to buy the vehicle? Why? What is between herself and the pastor? It's the same thing Jesus said. A great thing. That's what he says. A great expense was bestowed on Jesus Christ. It means that to honor your pastor, there's nothing great. There's nothing like, okay, this is bigger. I can't use this. No. Do you know they have a proverb? They say that as poor as the church mouse. The rats in this church, they are very rich. Yeah. They are rich. There's no poor rat here in the house. No at all. Rich rats. They're fat, juicy. If you see one of them in the night, you see how fat and juicy they look. Eating all over the place. Yeah. Sometimes I see some one or two coming around and then they say hi and I say hi and then they just go. Yeah, wild rats in the church. They are happy and prosperous and secured. Yeah, no demon can affect them because they are under they abide under the secret place of the Most High. They are not afraid of any demons. While people are walking around, they are afraid of demons. These rats are secured, covered by the blood of Jesus. The second thing we want to learn from that story, Mark chapter 14, is that some people considered the great expense to be a great waste. Yeah. Some people consider the great expense to be a great waste. You see, it is that same honor and respect that we don't give to our fathers, we don't give to our mothers, we don't give to our uncles, we don't give to our aunties, and we also end up not giving it to our teachers and all of that. And you realize that if you look at it, anytime you disrespect anybody above you, you don't do well where that person rules. Should I say it again? If you don't respect your teacher, your HM, it means that in the school you will not do well. You can't prosper in school when you don't like the teacher. When the teacher gives you assignment, you don't do it. When the HM calls you disrespected, you are out of the school in a short time. In the same way, you can't live with your parents and not do what they want you to do and flourish in the house. You become homeless. In the same way, you can't also be in the church and disrespect your pastor, disrespect your leaders, and disrespect God and expect to prosper. Yeah. Some people consider the great expense to be a great waste. But Jesus didn't think that. Jesus did not think so. Jesus thought it was a good thing that the woman had done. That's what Jesus said, a good thing. Do not allow people to discourage you or to distract you from doing a good thing. For the man of God, it's a good thing. You see, it is so bad that you cannot boldly even stand in the church and say, we want some people to give us $500,000 or $100,000. You see, that people don't want to come. It's true. Because should they stand up and come and say they will give 100,000, you see how people will turn and look. You see how people will make that as news. You go home and take the business home and say, oh, we church today, pastor asking for 200 and some lady, what? You know what? You have to be like that. So people, we have forced people to become, respecter of persons. It says that when God wants something to be done, then people don't do it because of each other. Yeah. Even though some people considered the offering as great waste, Jesus didn't think so. Jesus spoke about it as a good thing. If you don't want to do it publicly, you can do it privately. But do not allow anybody, including your wife or husband. I said including your wife or husband. Sometimes you have to, when we are giving offerings and we are doing fundraising, don't let your husband know. Send me a WhatsApp message. Say, Reverend, I'll give all my salary. Don't worry. Yeah. You got to mind me if I ain't got money. Yeah. Yeah. There was a certain case in a church where a woman was married to a white man. And they went to one of these churches. And then the pastor was asking for, fundraising time and all of that. And the white man, he felt compelled, black people collecting money to go and buy some drums for the church. I can't give a little something. The man raised his hand. And the black wife of his took his hand and pulled it down. And the pastor saw it. So after the service, they went to say hello to the pastor. You know how after service people go, oh, yeah, yeah. The first thing the lady says, Pastor, don't worry, this white man, they don't understand these things. They don't understand these things. You want the money for yourself. You want to be the only one who is spending the white man's money. So a good thing or something that is precious, you are saying that it is waste for him to come to the church, maybe one first Sunday or something, and now pledges to give money to the church. What kind of thing is that? How do you know you even have such an amount of money in the house? I'm sure the girl will say, if I knew you had money, you won't be sitting here. You're going to give it to the church. Put your hands down. Yeah. I've seen some shoes and some bags and some dress. Yeah. Jesus asked people to leave the woman alone because what she was doing was a good thing, even though it was precious, and you may think that it's waste. Jesus said it was a good thing, and he told the people to leave the woman alone. The next thing from the story, is that Jesus accepted the honor that was done him and made many eternal comments about her. Jesus accepted the honor and he made eternal comments. Hey. So, it doesn't matter what you bring. We will take it. Oh, I promise you. Yeah. And Sunday must be a very powerful day where we are coming with things. Because I think I mentioned it last Tuesday that you have no idea what the gift means in the future. Because Jesus made a statement. He said that it is against my burial that she has done this. You think the woman knew? You think she had any idea that when I'm going to give this thing to honor this man who, if I look at my life, and we must look at that too. Sometimes to go forward, you have to look back. I said sometimes to go forward, you have to look back. Where were you? Where were you? How was your life? Unless you are very happy and pleased with your life. But if you are not grateful for your new life, You cannot appreciate and you cannot honor the person through whom you have become who you have become. We should learn to appreciate our lives. The fact that everything is not together doesn't mean that your life is not a beautiful life. Hey, do you not sleep when you sleep? Do you know how many people don't sleep when they lie down? They count the ceiling like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, they never finish counting. You know people who don't have money, they sleep. Poor people sleep good than rich people. Yeah. The more money you get, the more alert you become. Because you don't know who is watching you, Wendy. You don't know who is watching you. Yeah, that's how people put grills. It's serious, though. That's how these older couple in Essequibo, they burn this rice. They burn because they went into some secured room and nobody could go there to do anything. They couldn't also come out. Ah, and they died. They were burned, died. Yeah. So the more money you get, it looks like the more trouble you have. Because when you are sleeping, you hear the dogs bark, you wake up. You want no great hand. But when you are poor, the doors bark. You are like a CBR. You got, because you don't have anything. Yeah. No, you should look at poor people. Sometimes if you look at where they stay, their doors, their locks and all of that. Some of them, their doors don't lock. You have dead and alive, dead boat, alive boat, skeleton boat, everything dead boat you have. 1, 2, 3 keys like that. You have grail. Hey. Padlocks. Keys. Always making sure that your place is locked. Security alarm. Hey. Cameras. These days, cameras. Motion sensors around the house. Just for some small money you got. So despite how your life is, it's going to get better. Do you believe it's going to get better? Oh, things are going to get better for you. I believe it. I tell you, it is going to get better. You are going to improve. You are going to increase. You will not be the same way, I tell you. You can't serve God and not be profitable and not be blessed. It is not so. That is not your story. That is not your story. Yeah. So learn to be grateful. Learn to be grateful. Learn to be grateful. Because whatever you have, because the woman, I don't think the woman really felt the alabaster box, what was in the box was even worth giving to Jesus. I don't think she felt it was worth. So sometimes you may even think that, you know what I have, will it be acceptable? It's okay. So Jesus accepted this as an honor. Even though it was something small, even though she may not have appreciated it, Jesus appreciated it. You see, you don't know what you do that will speak for you one day. Jesus said that where this gospel is going to be preached, this woman's name is going to be mentioned. I don't think she came with that in her mind. We must be very careful about the voice of God. I, as your pastor, I know God speaks to many of you all the time in the church. You can't cheat me. You can't trick me about that. We are rather stubborn. We are rather, sometimes it's just even something little to give. God just wants to test your obedience and not necessarily the bigness or the fatness of what you have. Sometimes he just wants to test how obedient you are. And even sometimes he even wants to try and help you to get used to his voice. Because one of the difficult things sometimes is to know whether it's God who's telling you or it's your mind. But how can you know it well if you don't do it? Because when you do it and you see the results, then when it comes again, you will know that this thing that comes, I know where it comes from. Because whenever I listen and whenever I follow, whenever I obey, I see the results. Many of you, even as I'm preaching, God, the Holy Ghost is telling some of you a lot of things about how you must honor and how you should honor. Don't be hard ears. It doesn't pay. Hard yesness doesn't pay. It does not pay. So listen and do it. I said listen and do it, because your obedience could mean something that will last forever. How can your bottle of perfume speak for you in eternity? Do you know what eternity is? Priceless. There's no price you can attach to eternity. And then when it is even spoken of in eternity, it's not going to be just something very frivolous or something that is not useful. It is going to be connected to the Son of God. It's like when Jesus appears before his father, he says, you know what, Daddy, this woman, please get her a good place to sit at this dinner table. Because one day when I was on earth, she was the one who came and wiped my feet with something very expensive. She made me feel so precious. She made me feel so welcome. She did something to my heart when she came to do that. That's what it is, oh. So your little or your much or whatever the Lord speaks to you about, you have no idea where and how long it's going to be there. It's like when we see Kofi statue right there. That's been there for, when was it? When was it done? 1970s? 60s? Praise God, I thought you knew all these things as a presidential candidate. You know, they will ask you that question on your debate, oh, if you go. But whenever they put coffee there, coffee has been there up to now. And it's going to be there for many, many years to come. All they will do is maybe just do some restoration or some work around it. That's what your offering or your gift, even this Sunday as we're going to honor our bishop, that you'll be surprised at what you are going to bring. What you are going to bring is going to speak for you. It's going to be there from year after year. Anytime God sees you, he remembers that thing. Anytime God sees you, he remembers the offering you gave. How many won't be glad to see and to hear and to know that something you did has pleased God and he always talks about it? Hey, I'll be pleased to hear that. I'll be glad to know that. And I was very glad. Anytime I hear the name Guyana in a message, I get excited. I get very excited. Yeah. Very excited. Because the person who's saying it is a very, very important person. And if he's pleased about Guyana, then I can sleep and dream. In the same way, should God be pleased about something you are doing for a servant, he also speak about it. Jesus said it. He said that if you deny me here on earth, what is he going to do? Yes. When he goes before his father, he will say, oh, that lady, where is she? But if we don't deny him, then he also stand in front of his father and speak and big us up. How many want to be bigged up in front of God the Father? Yeah, can I have a shout for the Lord? Yeah. Stand to your feet, please, tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, I want to be bigged up in front of my Father. Amen. Blessed be your name. This time, I want you to just close your eyes and think about how good God has been to you. How much of it have you responded in kind to say, Lord, I thank you. Look at how good God has blessed you, how he has settled you in a church and has given you a pastor and has given you a bishop. What a church, what a bishop. Tonight, I want us to obey God's voice. Like I said when I was preaching, I said that the Lord speaks to many, many of us. From tonight, I need you to obey, because there are so many blessings, so many provisions that are kind of held back because we have not obeyed. Maybe it's the fear of man. Maybe you are thinking that it is nothing much. Maybe you are thinking that, oh, it's not necessary. Sometimes people say that. I take the phone, I want to text you, and then I just... People say, I hear that a lot. It's because you may think that what you're about to say or what you're going to say is not important. Or, no, don't do that with God, with what he's telling you to do. And sometimes when these things come, you don't know what God wants to set you up with. I want us to pray for God's help tonight. To be a church that honors. Pray. Like the woman who did not hold back. Ask the Lord to help you. Every season, every moment, every time. Whenever you are called upon, that you will perform. You will do what is expected of you. That you will want God to be pleased with you for all the good things he's been doing. Let's pray to God. Let's ask God's help. Even this Sunday, coming Sunday 14th, is Mother's Day, but it's more Founders Day than Mother's Day. We want to honor our prophet. We want to honor our prophet. We want to honor our prophet. We want to pray that, Lord, lay on my heart something substantial, something honorable, to be able to do that this coming Sunday. Pray the Lord will help you, that in your Christian life, you will never dishonor. You will never dishonor. You will never be on the side of the fence of people who speak against things that are being done for God's people, God's servants, and God's prophets. Pray for the Lord's help tonight. Lebro se teberebe. Kayandaraba kabras katara. Ribababa sita baraba kabrandes. Reberebe se teberebe. Manderebe kabras kataya. Rabababa sikata barabalandes. Reyobo soto. Bromo kebrebe satara. Mama mama sita baraba kabras katabrababa. Rebo soto. Rebo soto. Rebo soto. Labre sete. Berebea kabrababa. Manderebe kabrasita barababa. Mandereme kebre bebe sete baraba kabra baba reyobo soto reboroboro soto robobo. Let him speak to you tonight. Let him speak to you tonight. Lebre skete brebe kabra sataya rababa sita barabandos kirie be sete brendeza rakaya baba. Yes Lord, yes Lord, help us to honor, help us to obey, no matter how still the voice is, no matter how small the gift might be. Lord, help us. The most important thing, oh God, the most important thing, oh God, is to do it, is to do it, is to do it. Soften hardened hearts, oh God, soften hardened hearts tonight, in the name of Jesus, for our blessing's sake, for our preservation's sake, for our security's sake, for our long life's sake, for our blessing's sake. Help us to obey. Help us to obey in the name of Jesus. Lebrebosika baraba kabrasata barababa. Raberendere mesite berebe kabrasata. Riborolo shikobro sete berebe kabaranda. Ribababa sike berebe kebresete rebe. Ramayama sotomo kebro masata barababa. Reyebe sata bayababa. Rebo sotomo kebresata. Rika baraba sita barababa. Raya basete berebebe. Rema somo sot koroborobo shika brababa. Raka baraba sita barababa. Rasata barababa kebrere. Rebe sete berebe kabrababa. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, O God. You are here tonight. You are not saved. You are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell. Tonight is your night. Tonight is a night of decision making. Pastor, please pray for me. I am not saved. I'm not born again. If I die right now, I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell. I don't want you to leave here tonight without making sure that you are going to heaven. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You are here tonight. You know deep in your heart that you are not saved. You know you are not born again. You know you are very far from God. You know you don't have a deeper relationship with God. You want to change that tonight. Pastor, please pray with me. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand wherever you are, and I'll do so. Pastor, please pray with me. God bless you. Your right hand up high. God bless you. Don't be shy. Pastor, please pray with me. Your right hand up high. I want to go to heaven when I die. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to lose. You don't want to go to hell and burn in hell. Every eye closed, please. Every eye closed. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Your right hand up high. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to pray with you. I want to ask you to please take a step forward. Come to the front so I can pray with you. Come, my brother, come. Come, don't be shy. If you are serious, come. If you are serious, come to the front. I want to pray with you. Come, clap for them as they come. Oh, clap for him. Clap for him. What a blessing. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Just face me. Wow. Come. Oh, clap for them as they come. God bless you. Yes. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. God bless you. Wow. Nice guys. God bless you, sir. You support Barcelona? Yeah, Barcelona? You like football? God bless you, sir. Oh, clap for them. Clap for them. Clap for them. Young man. Come on. God bless you. God bless you. If you want to come, come quickly. Come quickly. Come to Jesus tonight. Give your heart to God. Give your heart to Jesus. He's calling you. Clap for her as she comes. Give your heart to God. He's calling you. He wants you. He needs you. You need him more by stretching forth his hand tonight. Come to Jesus tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus tonight. He wants to save you. He wants to preserve you. He wants to give you a place in heaven. He wants to give you everlasting life. You are here tonight. You are not saved. Walk to the front very quickly before we pray. All right. Close your eyes with me. It takes a simple prayer. And if you watch American movies, when anytime they're going to arrest somebody, they say, you know what, you can be what they said, you can remain silent, or you may remain silent, because whatever you say or use can be used against you in court. It's because what comes out of your mouth is very, very important. The words you say are very, very important. We're going to pray to God. I'm going to pray a prayer. I want you to pray. Repeat that prayer after me. These words are going to change your destiny. It's going to change your life. You are going to be delivered from darkness into light. You may not believe it, but before now, you were in darkness. You may not see it. You may not understand it. There's darkness all over you. As you have come forward, you are going to pray this prayer. You are going to be moved from darkness into light. And God is going to begin to watch over you very, very, very closely. If you're here in front, I want you to pray with me. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to be my Savior, to be my Master, to be my Lord, and to be my friend. I believe that by this confession, I am born again. I have been saved from hell. I have everlasting life, and my destination is heaven. I believe also that I have been moved from darkness into light, and that my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for preserving me and for saving my soul. I will serve you. I will walk with you. I will follow you for the rest of my days. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for everyone who came forward. I pray that, Lord, you will watch over them from today. Darkness is gone. The light of Christ has come into their life. I thank you that yokes have been broken. I thank you that struggles and failings have been replaced with victories. I thank you that destinies have been changed. I thank you that corrections of going the wrong way has taken place, and now they are walking on the path of righteousness. Thank you that none of these will be found wanting when you come back in your glory. Preserve them. Let them indeed walk with you for the rest of their days. May you raise some to be your servants, pastors and teachers and prophets. May they become great people in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for covering them from this day onwards under the shadow of your wings. Keep them, O God. Let their going out and their coming in be a blessing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.